Okay, this is the Level 2 BTech Media course, and we're currently studying for Unit 12, which is the Web Authoring Unit. And I've just come to talk to a few of the students to find out what they've learned so far. So, Lee, what have you learned about web design so far?
I've known how to use VBox,
yeah.
It's like a slideshow, and to put that into a Weebly.
And how have you managed to get your slideshow inside your Weebly website?
I think I did like custom HTML.
Okay.
And like took the custom HTML and it was like a tab at the top.
Like a widget?
Yeah.
And you've dragged that onto the site and then
you've put
information in there. Okay. And what does that do? What's the effect inside the Weebly site? What do you see when you have that custom HTML in there?
The slideshow.
Right, so you actually see the player and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So inside the HTML carries the design information for the player.
Yes.
Brilliant, okay. Andrew, what have you learned?
I've learned how to develop a proper website, add custom HTML and edit it, import RSS feeds from things like blogs to links to other websites.
So what's the difference then between sort of custom HTML and an RSS feed, do you know?
Well, custom HTML, you can have all different things like widgets and like stuff like links to other websites.
Yeah, yeah.
But RSS blog feeds, you can sort of have all different things and it updates itself.
Right, so it's the updating. So if you've got a blog feed, each time that you put a new entry in your blog, the RSS will make sure it's updated in wherever you've embedded it.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Luke? What's the thing you've had the most success with so far on your site? Separate pages. Okay, so you've learned today to do what then? Just describe it to me.
Oh, right, how to create sub-menus.
Okay, and why would you create sub-menus on a menu? Why would you have pages nested inside other pages?
Categorise it, possibly.
Yeah, and I suppose to save space on your menu bar.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Okay, Billy, could you talk about how you redesigned the header of your page, please?
Well, the header was a bit boring, so I chose one of my own images and took it into Photoshop and edited the pixels.
Yeah? You mean the sort of to get the right size for the
header?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would go all like...
It'd be cropped, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. And what kind of a header did you choose in the end?
I chose a book. A picture of the book that I took.
Yeah, and why did you choose that?
Because the design that I was originally going to use was based around a book.
Okay,
but I kind of changed it.
So you're using a template inside Weebly.
Yeah.
But you're adapting that template to make it work for you better.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. And Pascal, why are we making these ePortfolios then?
I think making ePortfolios is a better way of sharing instead of putting all your stuff inside a book.
Right.
ePortfolios, like you can share worldwide.
Yeah.
And you could refer back to it. Like.
So the audience, potential audience for these ePortfolios is not really limited, is it? Anyone on the internet can see these things once they've been published.
Yes.
And so have you found it relatively easy to get the organisation of your ePortfolio sorted out, the menu structure?
I actually found it pretty easy because I've also found it challenging because I like giving challenges. Then.
Sure.
Given a chance,
okay.
So like, instead of like asking all the time.
And how much of the design have you done at home compared to the amount of time you spent in school?
I'll have to say I've done more design in school because I'm learning more in school.
So are you planning to do a bit more home learning on this now, given that you can do it at home because it's on the internet?
And I'm doing more home, and it's easy to do because I understand it better now.
Brilliant, okay, thanks. Okay, Otis, could you talk to me a bit about how you've customised the HTML on your site?
I've positioned it differently on the layout.
Yeah.
And I've added my own graphics.
Fantastic.
I've used Photoshop for my graphics.
Great. Was that relatively
and I've added
easy
it
to do?
My site. Yeah, it was pretty easy to do.
Great.
At the same time, I used CSS.
Oh, fantastic. What's CSS?
Stands for Cascading Style Sheets.
Okay. And that's to do with the look of the page, is it?
Yeah, the layout instead of using tables.
Great.
So I used div tags instead.
Fantastic.
It's great that we've got these websites because when we move on in life, we can use it as online CVs.